Every one of us has a unique story to share. By sharing these stories, at times we can inspire and also help others feel like they're not alone. Finding similarities through sharing of our life's journey, that's the foundation of building a community. That's what our podcast is about. Welcome to In Our Community, Season 3. I don't know if you've heard, but we won 4 categories in Best of the Best, hosted by Press Enterprise. Yay! The categories we won are Best Fitness Center / Gym, Best Sports Lessons Academies, Best Place to Dance, and Best Dance Studio / Best Dance School. I just want to utilize this podcast, this episode, to just thank the listeners and why we wanted to win it, in a sense, you know. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not typically an award guy. Like, that's not why we do what we do. Right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But especially this go around, it just kind of meant a lot to win these awards.
It's huge.
Yeah. You know what's funny is somebody said to me, he's like, "You knew you were gonna win," and I'm like, "No, I didn't."
You don't know when things like this happen, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, I never expect these kind of things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can think you might win, but, like, that's not actually even a thought for me.
Right. That's not why we do what we do.
Yeah. And I just want to thank everybody who voted for us, who nominated mm-hmm. us. I also do realize that maybe me being hospitalized had played into this.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't, no.
I don't know. I'm a very, very, like, honest assessor in terms of, like, maybe, like, that had something to do with it. Like, you know, like, outpouring the support from the community has been incredible since that. And truly remarkable and grateful for that, for sure.
Right.
And this is not, like, what do you call it, me down-talking what we offer, but in the same time, I think it was magnified in terms of how much support that we received, even through these kinds of things.
Yeah. I think from my perspective, though, I would think if anything, it would have been a little bit shakier because you weren't here and we weren't certain, you know, how you would be. So there's other people running classes, other people, you know, running the studio. So,
which is, no, I think that speaks volume to you guys in terms of how, you know, so I was talking to somebody the other day about the evolution of a business ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, when I opened the business, people came because I opened the place. Mm-hmm. My name was deeply ingrained into the studio and what we offer, right?
Right.
And so people who knew me, and let's say people who liked me, for lack of better words, were the ones who were visiting the studio, or who, you know, people who's worked with me.
Right.
You know, but as time went on and as, like, we got bigger,
mm-hmm.
this place is no longer about me. That's not what this is about. The people who are at the core are the people who work here.
Right.
I'm part of that team. I'm grateful to be part of that team. But it's not an individual thing by any means. It's like you took over the fitness side, like, so smoothly. And Robin took over the dance program side.
Mm-hmm.
And ran it flawlessly.
Right.
Basically, kind of showed me, like, I really, you know, it would have, the studio would have been okay if I was gone.
Oh, and let's not say that. We held it together. We followed in your footsteps, but.
But, you know, it's like,
we need you around.
It's a blessing in a disguise, because delegation and letting go is hard.
It's so hard, yes.
Right? And but this kind of forced me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for that, because if it wasn't for what happened, I don't know that if I'd have been able to delegate and let go of some of the responsibilities like I have now.
Right. Right.
Number one, thanks to our staff mm-hmm. for making this place what it is today. I mean, and I'm not just talking about the staff that works here. It's people who did work here too. I mean, they all left a mark.
Oh, goodness.
You know,
yeah.
Like, we're one little family. I mean, it's not little anymore. It's one big family.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I still keep in touch with a lot of the staff, and just, you know, we don't realize the impact that we have on people sometimes until they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about this in terms of the staff that's worked here, or you know what, the staff that came back to work for us while I was in the hospital.
Yes, that was huge.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so it just speaks volumes. Like, yeah, I want to come back and help mm-hmm. and support and like do whatever I can to make sure the studio's afloat. Like that meant so much.
Every day I got messages from people. What can I do? Is there anything I can do? Even if it's, you know, helping, you know, move things around the gym, clean up, what do you need? Mm-hmm. You know, and so many people were asking and so many things were in question. We didn't even know how to utilize all the help mm-hmm. that was being offered. But yeah, it was incredible.
So like from your perspective, like what stood out to you within the staff in terms of, you know, when I was in the hospital and mm-hmm. they started to realize like you're running the show and you and Robin are running the show.
Mm-hmm.
What was amazing to see?
Oh, well, you know, like you mentioned, people coming back and saying like, hey, what can I do? We had people from other facilities even offer, like, if you need me to come in and teach a class, I will. Wow. Things like that. I never anticipated that. Mm-hmm. That thought never even crossed my mind that mm-hmm. we would need that or that somebody would offer that. So that was incredible. How everybody contributed their best qualities, you know, maybe they're artistic, maybe they're creative, maybe they, you know, just are really good at organizing things, how everybody just stepped up to the plate, but then still kept how we already run things in mind. Because a lot of times in those situations, people can step in and kind of want to take things in a different direction or mm-hmm. run the show. None of that happened. Everybody just completely pulled together.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we did the Hip Hop for Hope, Kelly, you know, that was a big thing for her
big undertaking. Yeah,
to like follow in your footsteps, something that you had always run.
Yeah.
You're the new guy on the block. Like, hey, go do this and do it for Hitty, with Hitty in mind.
Well, that's the other thing. So like the flip side of the conversation that we were having is sometimes we don't know our team members' strength without letting them be who they are.
Yes. Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I found out really quickly. He's like, Kelly's amazing at event planning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was truly remarkable to see. The entire dance program side, the staff has always been very close knit,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, and we try to keep that like energy high and the togetherness, you know, forefront,
right.
You know, how they united and how they work together has been unbelievable. I know we're biased, but like when we say like our place feels special to us, mm-hmm. obviously, and I 100% believe that. It starts with our staff and yes. how they treat people and how they're treating the customers and clients and the dancers
mm-hmm.
And how much they pour in from their heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just a job.
Yeah, I was just going to say, not a job. This is not just like I show up at this time, I leave at this time. Yeah, mm-hmm. this is everybody who works here is totally committed to our clients, to the facility, to the mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know a lot of organizations and teams use this term like, oh, we are a family. I just do genuinely think we have that feel of, hey, we're a family
mm-hmm.
ingrained within our business. I'm grateful for that. You know, that's not, and I just want to preface by saying like none of these things, it wasn't because of me. It was because we created it together.
Right.
I tend to use the word we a lot. And I think a lot of people wonder, like, who's we? It depends on the situation.
Right.
But when I talk about the business, it's we as an entire staff.
Right.
You know, and when I talk about my family, it's we as an entire family in terms of like, you know, my wife and my kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I've learned along the way that like nothing can be accomplished on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But everything can be accomplished together with others.
Right.
You gather together like-minded people
mm-hmm.
and aim towards a singular goal, or even if it's the goal seems grand, it is totally achievable if Correct. You continue to pursue it.
Yes, I think that's one thing that we have proven over and over and mm-hmm. over here. We can do this. Yeah.
And we pursued it for almost 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's crazy.
Going back to the awards, that's why I was like, you know what? It would really mean a lot to us if we can win just, you know, even one of these awards. I wanted us to win for the family, for the entire facility.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't like an ego boost thing. I don't really care about that aspect.
Right.
But I wanted our facility to be recognized as, hey, this facility brings something unique, something to community, something to the Danville area and beyond. And this award is like just cherry on top to be recognized as that. You know, I don't, you know, even this wasn't called best of the best. Like, that's, you know, that's not the word I was looking for. That's not the reason why, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really, because when we say, when we start to say best of the best, we're comparing, right? Comparison is a thief of joy. So I'm not really saying like, hey, compared to this facility, we're better. That's not the mindset that we have.
Right.
But we just want it like, yeah, we bring something to the table that's important.
Yes.
That's important to the community. And that meant a lot. So I just want to say thank you to the listeners and people who voted for us. Thank you especially to our staff, particularly to you and Robin. Can't say enough thank yous for carrying the load.
You're going to get me all choked up here.
No. I do want to, you know, kind of touch up on, like, how did it feel to be in the driver's seat while I was gone?
Whew, okay. Well,
let's get there, since this is a good segue.
Yeah, yeah. The first couple of days were rough. And I remember reaching out to Robin, and I just remember saying...
But you knew, like, who to re- that was going to be the person you're here to reach out to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so the actually the first couple of people, and I'm sorry if I forget anybody, but the first three people that I remember talking to the most in those first days, well, other than people who were giving me information on you, were Robin and Kendra Bowell and Aaron Ross. So they were, you know, people from our family, our community, who aren't staff members, who just wanted to help. And they were so ready to organize things and so ready to take things on to help in any way that they could. But at that time, everything was so, we just didn't know. We didn't know which direction things were going to go. So basically, we took it day by day in the beginning. And my goal was, you know, let's just get through the weekend to see, oh my gosh, I'm choking up here, to see what happens, which direction you go, how things were going to go for you, and then we could decide from there. Because there was this piece, part in my mind that, you know, I just kept thinking, like, I'm not going to cancel classes. He's not going to wake up from this and find out, like, oh yeah, I didn't run Elevate because you were in the hospital. Because I knew that wouldn't be what you wanted. I knew that you would want things to go on. And I knew that more than anything, everybody who comes to the gym needed this as like a common place. Like, we can all come together. At first it was somber, you know, people would show up and it was quieter than usual. But, you know, everything was sort of in question. But I knew in my heart that you would want everything to go on. You would want things to keep moving no matter what. While you were fighting there, you'd want us to keep things, you know, going here. So, whew, that hit me in the heart a little bit.
Mental sigh. Like, how did you balance? You know, obviously, we're close. So, I'm sure, like, if the situation was reversed, I'd be worried about you, about your family. But then also, if this was your business, I'd want to do everything I could to make sure that it was staying afloat.
Right.
So, how did you balance what you're feeling personally with how you were driven to make sure this place was open?
The absolute honest answer to that was, I think I went into shock. So I wasn't feeling for a really long time. I wasn't feeling, I was just doing, and that's how I was coping with everything. So not that I wasn't feeling for you, but, you know, I was just, that's what my brain did. It just, like, adrenaline kicked in and I was like, this is what we have to do. I have to reach out to these people. We have to make this happen. So that was my focus. Of course, I was there for you, but there wasn't much I could do for you at that point. And as long as I heard things were going in the right direction, you know, then we were okay. There was only one sticky day. And, you know, the other thing is, Hitty, I never lost faith in who you are, and I didn't believe that this was the end for you. So and that wasn't something that I tried to feel. That was just something that happened naturally. Like, while I'm hearing, I can remember I was writing things down as people were telling me details of what was happening. And, you know, you're hearing ventilator, you're hearing, you know, all of these words, and but, you know, my brain just would not let me go there. So I don't know if that was denial or strong faith or what that was. But yeah, there was only one day when I got a message where I was like, oh, okay. But then things started to take a turn upward after that.
You know, throughout the time I was in the hospital, like, I never questioned that the studio wasn't okay. As soon as I found that, like, you took charge of the fitness side and Robin took charge of the dance side, I was like, everything's going to be fine. My job is to fill in the gap. Like, wherever they need help, I'm willing to do the, you know, step in and help out. I still want to be part of the team. Somebody, and one of the nurses at the, this was when I was still in the ICU, she said to me, she's like, I've never seen anybody that's in ICU do work while they're in ICU.
Right,
and that was me from the moment that I
it really was.
Yeah,
some days you'd be like, I'm tired, I need a nap.
but I went right back into it. And you know, it's like small business ownership especially is so close to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You almost can't help but to think that way,
right?
And because my small business is so much about taking care of others.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I truly look at what we do as a privilege, right? And when you stand from that point of view of a privilege and gratitude, how you think about everything changes drastically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a self-serving business. Do you know what I mean? Like, we don't do this because we want to make a lot of money.
Right.
Or we want to do this for our personal gains. No, like, we have a greater mission in hoping to help others in the community, especially the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, we want to make sure we're at our best.
Right.
You know, as much as we can. You know, there are days that we're not our best, and we try to be the best version of that day.
Right.
That's the way yep. we look at
oh,
it, right?
Yeah.
But I also wanted to make sure that, like, as a staff was taking over, that it wasn't too much. My always concern when it comes to my staff is that I never want to ask too much.
Right.
I think a lot of the corporate business, it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But for me personally, it's like, I never want to ask too much of my staff. And so I'm always cautious of like walking that line, because I know what it's like to be asked too much and never,
right.
you know, it never feels good. We learn sometimes the most from what not to do by experiencing something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So if you get treated terribly, you learn how not to treat people.
Right. And yeah, there have been a lot of times where you're like, nope, that's too much. You're not going to do that.
Yeah. So. And it was such a tough balance for me, especially when I was in the hospital. I was like, I don't want to ask too much, but I feel like I can't do anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys just took care of it. And
right.
so I just kind of let it ride and, you know, try to step in as much as I could. But
yeah, no, I needed that.
Man.
I needed that to get through. But yeah, I can remember having little meetings. We would go in, or, you know, Robin and Alexis would go in and have a meeting with you about Hip Hop for Hope, just to make sure that we could, you know, run things
yeah.
by you and that you were okay with what we were doing. That was one of my biggest fears, is making decisions that would disappoint you when you woke up. Like, okay, you know, we had to make these decisions. And I think I even texted you one day.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what the decision was now, but whatever it was a decision I normally would not have made without you, or I just wouldn't have made myself. And even though, I mean, you were in the coma then, I texted you and just said, you know, I had to make a decision today, and it wasn't something that I normally would have done, and it mm-hmm. was so hard, you know. But yeah, but it was also, I mean, even though those moments were challenging, it was easy, because we know the philosophy here, and mm-hmm. we know that we're pointed in the right direction, at least.
What were the conversations, or what was the mood like amongst clients and people that came to, you know, our customer base?
Yeah.
During those times.
It was varied. The thing I remember the most, and that I'll probably never forget, it seemed like everybody was, you know, you felt like all eyes were on you. So so people were watching me. So you want to keep your enthusiasm up. You don't want to, even if they come in somber, and even if things are a little bit quieter at that time, you know, I wanted to keep like, okay, let's keep this level up, and let's keep the mood high. I mean, they're here for fitness. They're here, you know, and so we wanted to keep that going. But I remember always feeling like everywhere I went, people were, it was like they were trying to pull information out of me just by, you know, looking at me, evaluating me and how I was. So I tried to keep everything really upbeat. And I would give updates, especially with our youth. You know, Elevate had just started.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that was the first week. You were here the first day.
I was here for the first junior Elevate, and then I think first high school session.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I didn't get to work with the middle school
yes,
at all. And that was the biggest middle school group we've ever had.
Yes. And so I remember I would give the kids updates and I would always keep it positive, you know, and not share too much information, you know, because you never know how people are going to take that. But also just to let people know the direction that things were going. But yeah, the one day I was like, it sounds crazy, but it made me feel like this must be what celebrities feel like, because the one day it took me 15 minutes to get to the door of the grocery store. I'm like, if it took me this long to get to the door, what's going to happen once I get in there? Like, do I go home now or do I grocery shop and just, I'm going to have to start going incognito. Like, I totally understood why, like, you know, Jennifer Aniston doesn't do her own grocery shopping.
Are you comparing yourself to Jennifer Aniston? Right
yes.
Now?
Yes. She's my spirit animal.
I love it. Oh, man. Oh,
yeah, but just the whole community, everybody cared about you. And I would get messages from people, I mean, all the time. Just, I know you're probably busy. I know, you know, everybody's asking, but everybody just cared so much. So that's where, when Corey started posting, and that was helpful to the rest of us because, gotcha. You know, I didn't want to violate any of your privacy, even though you were an open book. I didn't want to say anything to people that maybe, you know, you would prefer people not to know. So when Corey would start to post and put things on Facebook or pictures, you know, that was really helpful, too. That kind of calmed the crowds. They had some information and knew that things were heading in the right direction, at least.
Yeah. I appreciated all the thoughts and prayers and everybody reaching out. It was a lot to process as soon as, like, I woke up and started to process information and things that were happening around me. But even from the moment on, I was, you know, obviously, because this business is so close to my heart, like, I worried about you. I worried about Robin and Alexis, because I knew right away, like, you three would, you know, would jump in to try to figure out the pieces of the things that were going on, because you have the inside knowledge of what's happening in the studio,
right?
And the rest of the staff would jump on board and follow your lead, and I knew that was going to happen right away, and so I was very grateful for that, and I just wanted to make sure you guys are taken care of. So thanks to the staff for everything and taking care of everything. This is such a tough question because we are in the inside, so we have a very skewed vision of our place, you know what I mean? And we have a goal of what we want it to look like. But what do you think makes this place special? And I don't ask this to boast about ourselves, but I think it's a genuine assessment. And just like in anything else, we got to play to our strength and we got to work on our weakness.
Right, right.
Right? So these questions are important in terms of, I don't want to ever stay the same. I want to be continuously evolving.
Right. Always growing.
So these conversations are important if we want to evolve as a business, you know? So what do you think is special about our place that we continue to can rely on as our strength?
I think number one, both sides of the facility, dance and fitness, every person that comes in the door is special to us. They're unique. You know, we want to help them grow where they're at. No matter, you know, if it's a personal training client, if it's a dancer, and I see that with all of the staff, you know, I'll see staff maybe, you know, if there's an issue happening, working it out, talking, you know, how can we help this person? I know personally on the fitness side, you know, everybody is here for a different reason. Everybody has different goals. Sometimes they don't even know what their goals are until they get in the door, and then we help them grow from there. So hands down, I mean, you know, my kids have been involved in a lot of different activities, and just I feel like everybody that comes through the door is special. They're unique. They're important. They're an important, valuable part of the facility.
That's good. I like that. I think we also try to be very conscious about being as inclusive as possible.
Yes.
We're still continuously relearning, and I think it's an area that we'll continue to learn as we, you know, as time changes, as we get more new information.
Right.
But that's our goal. And we really, I think, operate from the standpoint of gratitude. We're not selfishly serving ourselves.
Right.
We're trying to serve others. And I think people see that. And it's the conversation I have with the dance families and the clients are very calm and understanding. It's very rare that we get into like a intense, you know, conversation.
Right.
Even if something that's, you know, we can't agree upon, it's a very civil, that's the word I was looking for, civil and understanding conversation. And I really appreciate that approach of like, hey, at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to do our best. Can our best be improved? Absolutely. That's what we're here to do, is we want to improve our best, our capacity.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, we try to be as other-centered as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we, you know, try to operate from. And I think we're very clear in our messaging of that.
Right. I was just thinking the other day about our Commotion Cares that's coming up. Yeah. And that morning is Feed a Friend. Now, most business owners, like, Commotion Cares is huge. It's a lot to organize. That's huge. We're in a different facility this year. So they would say, that's enough, right? Like, that's enough for a day. But no, you know, okay, also sign up to help with Feed a Friend that morning. So we'll do that in the morning, and then we'll dance later that night.
Yeah. I've always had this vision of small businesses are part of the community,
mm-hmm.
and we should exist to enhance the value of the community that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's hard to get out of the mindset of running a business, quote unquote. Because does helping out with a Feed a Friend really benefit the business? No.
Right.
Does running a fundraiser that helps other nonprofits in the area, does that really help the business? No, not directly.
Right.
But it helps the community.
Right.
It helps to feed people who are in need.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to have resources available for families who might need the help.
Right.
It doesn't matter if we know the families or not.
Exactly.
But if we can create these opportunities, if we can help in creation of these opportunities, then in a small way, we're helping the community to be a better place.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do what we do.
Right.
Like, if you look at the financial aspect of it in terms of helping out these events, like, no, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we're not getting anything out of it.
Right.
And I'm totally content with that, because that's not why we do what we do.
Exactly.
And I'd rather be doing this in terms of getting kids involved in these kind of opportunities than for us to hand out a check.
Right.
By having kids get involved in these opportunities, they learn by being there.
Yes. Being exposed to it.
Yeah.
I wasn't exposed to that kind of thing as a child. I don't think there were as many, you know, opportunities to be exposed to it either. But everybody who comes into this program knows that we are a giving community.
And I share this because this is the stuff that doesn't get shared often
right.
in the business books, mm-hmm. in the entrepreneurship world.
Right.
That if you're a listener who's aspiring to be an entrepreneur, think about your place in a bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Not just about, I love this, so I want to sell it, or I want to make this a career.
Right.
Think about how that could potentially fit in to better the community that you're a part of.
Right.
And I think there's many different ways you can achieve that. Once you're able to identify that, I think it will excel you in terms of your growth and your potential.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think this is how humans are meant to live.
Right.
In it, that we're willing to help in as many ways as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We focus, this other-centeredness is something that I often talk about this season, is if we care about others, no matter who they are,
mm-hmm.
and we show that through our actions, our needs, our individual needs, gets taken care of in the long run.
Yes.
So I want to kind of share that piece, because I think that's a really, really important thing that a lot of the entrepreneurs miss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably applicable into individual lives too.
Right. Oh yeah, definitely. So. Yes.
Wow. What a great episode.
It was all over the place, but good. Yeah.
I just want to come back around to say thank you again. Thank you to you and the staff, and to those of you who voted for us to be the best of the best. Our goal now is to be better than the best of the best, whatever that means, you know, and continue to evolve in terms of who we are in the community and what we offer.
Right.
And, you know, to me, this is an endless journey.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? We want to evolve continuously.
Always moving forward.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.